Okay, good evening. This is the November 17th meeting of the Pacific National Board Programming Committee. This is Michael Novick, the chair. I'm going to call the roll. Teresa Allen, KPFT. Don't hear you. Wesley Bethune, KPFT.
Here.
Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA. Don't hear you. This is Michael Novick, KPFK. Afia Nwangasa, WMXP. Don't hear you. Venetia Patel Adams, KPFT. Don't hear you. Ron Pinchbeck, WPFW.
Here.
Eric Ramey, WPFW.
Present.
John Riley, WBAI.
Present.
Susan Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Mansur Saba, KPFK. Don't hear you. Nancy Sabarnaritomi, KPFT.
Here, present.
I thought I had seven, and I'm only counting six.
I count eight. Oh, no.
Yeah, I definitely heard more than six names.
I heard seven. Wesley, Nancy, Michael, Eric, Ron, John, and Serene. Anybody else? We need one more, don't we? Do we? Do we, Michael? I can't remember the quorum. Okay.
No, we have seven.
This is Serene.
We have seven. We have seven of that quorum.
Oh,
yeah. We have Wesley, myself, Ron, Eric, Serene, John, and Nancy. So that's seven. Otis is also on. That's why you got, so probably saw eight posted.
Right.
Okay, so I did distribute a proposed agenda, and then there's one item to add. Where did you want to put that, the 15 minutes for programming by children and youth?
I'm driving. I don't have it in front of me. Can you read it as it is?
Sorry? We'll put it on the new business. I'm sorry,
okay,
go ahead.
I wanted to move the agenda.
Okay.
We didn't actually put it on the floor.
Right. I'll read it. It's called to order, roll call, agenda approval, minutes approval, update on previously passed motions, new business, and there are two items of new business. One is a motion from me about special national programming on the first 100 days of the Trump administration, and the second is a motion from you about programming by children and by youth, and then schedule any additional meetings and adjournments. So, Serene, you moved that. Any objections to that agenda? Okay, then I think I need to say that we don't have any minutes yet.
Hello, Michael?
Nancy?
Yeah.
On KPFT? Would the group consider putting on the agenda a 10-minute discussion of a motion for the LSB show, for the LSB to have authority over the LSB show, whoever appears on it? And one other thing is maybe a 5-minute discussion of, of an open journal where we allow the nonprofits or other people to come on and have the mic.
Well, I'm not sure that's the purview of this committee is national programming. Serene, you were trying to say something?
Yeah, I'm trying to ask a question of Nancy.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so Are these two different proposals or?
Two different. This one is a discussion and one is to consider a motion.
No, I'm saying you want to talk about an LSB report or an LSB show, and you want to talk about Open Journal, or you want to talk about an LSB show taking place in Open Journal?
Oh, no, just two different subjects. The authority of which member, which board member goes on is not the management's decision, but it's the LSB. And the other one, a completely different item, is about having a discussion about Open Journal and everybody take home, or maybe I don't know. I just want to get the Open Journal show in everybody's minds because it's been very successful and it's making money now. We never asked for a donation before. Where we give the mic to individuals or groups that are doing something.
I don't object to the Open Journal thing being discussed. I mean, it's a programming idea.
Okay, I'm a little confused. I think you're talking about programming that's on KPFT currently. Is that the idea? Because there's no NSP show on KPFK,
no.
For example.
Or LSB report y'all don't have?
No, I put through a motion 3 or 4 years ago and got it passed twice to have rotating reports to the listeners from the manager, the local board, the directors, and the program director, and it's never been implemented here at KPFK.
Oh, well,
I think this is Serene.
Let's put down the discussion.
Who is that?
This is Serene.
No, I heard somebody speaking out without.
That was me. I'm sorry.
Nancy was finishing a statement.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so I think the LSB report, which is required, I believe, in the bylaws somewhere, I think that's really a governance issue. So I don't mind it being talked about. I'm just saying I don't think it's really a purview.
Request for information. I did not know it's in the bylaws. I got to check. I didn't know that. But I just thought maybe we could make recommend the PMB make a resolution that the LSB controls which LSB members go on that show instead of anybody else deciding.
Well, no, I can we just put it on the agenda and talk about it when we get there?
Yeah. Okay, so we'll add 2 5-minute agenda items, one for Open Journal, one for LSB reports.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any such thing as a 5-minute item. I think we should be reasonable and say it's going to be 10.
Okay, but 10. Fine.
Okay, 10. Can you do the timekeeping, Nancy?
But somebody else, because I'm kind of driving. And
you're driving. For anybody who's not driving.
Eric, somebody... Can you?
I'm not going to be on for the full duration of the call.
Oh, okay. Somebody else. Okay, I'll try. Let's see, what time is it? It's 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock now. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Someone who is not behind the wheel of a vehicle should take the time. Come on.
Anybody?
I don't think that's a reasonable request.
Who else is here?
I would get things started, but that's going to be awkward. I'd have to hand it off to somebody in about another 20 or 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll work.
In 5 minutes. I'll be home in 5 minutes.
Thank you, Eric.
Okay, give me a second.
Okay, so, all right, assuming we've now approved that agenda with all those new business items, the minutes approval. I don't think there are minutes. Is that right, Nancy? There are no minutes to approve?
No, I'm sorry, no.
Okay, no problem. So, let's try to get them done before the end of the year. update on previously passed motions. The
postponement. Yeah, I moved that the minutes approval be postponed.
Oh, okay. Well, there are no minutes to approve, so. All right. Update on previously passed motions. There were two that I can recall. One was asking for the, the reinforcement of what the right word is of the, the policy on collaborative decision-making on programming changes, particularly in regards to WBAI. And I can't remember how far that got. I think we did have a PMB discussion. I can't remember if it was finished, Serene.
I don't know that it even got to the PMB.
Okay.
It's on the agenda, okay.
That on the agenda, and then it was like the next item up or something, and it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still live. The other one, which was about doing programming during the elections, is obviously moved before the elections are over. So I think that is, the other one about collaborative decision making is live on the PNB agenda.
This is Serene.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I just wanted to update people in terms of what has happened at BAI, and which is to say nothing has happened. We have a local programming committee now. We've resurrected one. And
Serene, I'm sorry. Is the clock running on this item right now?
The clock
on
is
updating
running.
Yeah.
It is. Okay, how much time are we spending on this?
I would say no more than 10. I don't think there was a time on the agenda.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, Serene, please.
No problem. Okay, so we had a meeting, and we asked the GM to provide us with a draft of his process for evaluating and making program changes on the 16th, which was yesterday. My understanding is that the GM is out ill. And several other things that were to have happened yesterday have been postponed. So I imagine that although we've not been notified that he's unable to get it to us due to illness, giving the benefit of the doubt, it's but I wanted to also mention two other motions that came out of the programming committee and were approved by the PNB, on which there has been no action. Can I do that now, Michael?
Okay, sure.
So there are two things that have happened. There's a mandate for Spanish language programming, which should have taken effect January 14, maybe? Or certainly January 15, whichever date it is. It's very, very, very old and overdue. And there is also a motion that was approved by the PNB in June of 2015 requiring general managers to provide certain information about program changes and evaluations and CABs and how they function and what they've done, et cetera. And neither of those things have been universally implemented, in that the Spanish language program is not. We don't have those additional 5 hours at all our stations. And with regard to the programming operations motions from June 2015, to my knowledge, no manager has submitted a report. So I just wanted to say that at the December meeting of the PNB, I will be bringing motions to seek some sort of disciplinary action with regard to people who have not, with regard to stations or GMs who have not implemented those two actions, without which I don't,
yeah, it's just, you know, something's got to give, and it clearly is, you know. So that's it. That's my update on those two motions, which came through this committee at one point, but have been approved by the PNB. So they're PNB motions now.
Okay, I could report on KPFK regarding the last one. The general manager did say that she would direct the interim program director to forward to the local board the criteria he's been using for evaluating programs, although I haven't seen that in response from the IPD. There was some exchange. What's the current phase of that at KPFK is a sort of self-evaluation by the programmers, and there's apparently some glitch in the process on their IT end of it where people are submitting their self-evaluations and they're not getting through. So I think they're trying to correct that and move on to the second phase of evaluations, but hasn't happened yet. But there's not hasn't been a report about those things. It's just been evident from a certain amount of you know, email exchanges.
So that mechanism is not working for transmitting the self-evaluations. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I could understand from the emails that went back and forth, is that people are trying to submit their self-evaluations to the interim program director based on a form he sent out, and that they weren't getting through. But they have, you know, there hasn't been a report to the local board about that process, really, since it was requested.
Yeah, well, I will be sending, as a courtesy, a note to the GMs that I intend to bring the motion. So perhaps that will prompt others to submit those reports, because they were asked to submit reports. You can't just not do what the board asks you to do.
Right. All right, well, thank you for staying on top of that. Anything further on that question of the previously passed motions?
We have 5 minutes left on this segment.
All right, if there's nothing further, I think we can move on to the new business.
Michael, this is Nancy.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Nancy.
You know, I just have a question. Is it really Pacifica, in keeping with Pacifica's mission, to arbitrarily lose your show without any kind of discussion or procedure? I mean, it just seems like we shouldn't be doing this, and we should have at least a resolution or something that we could recommend. I mean, I hate this problem to continue. I mean, this problem was here when I first got on the board in 2009, 2010, in KBOO, that community radio station, Oregon. The whole board unanimously voted that nobody could lose their show arbitrarily. It's just really weird that we are so backward, and it causes demoralization. Can't we do that? Does it have to be a no all the time?
Well, that was the motion that we were referencing earlier that I think Serene presented, the committee adopted and sent to the PNB. It hasn't gotten through the PNB yet, was to, remind the managers of the requirement for collaborative decision-making on programming and to ask them to, establish and follow those procedures. It's been an issue at all the stations at different times in a different way. So I'm hopeful that that will come up at the next PNB meeting, because it was the next item up the last time we had a regular PNB meeting. And it just ran out of time because of so much else that was going on. And I think there was a need for an executive session or something.
Thank you.
So, yeah. All right. So I did submit that motion on another attempt at sort of a national programming initiative. And let's see if I can find it now on my... So I'll read it for the stream and remind people. Resolved that the PNB Program Committee recommends that the PNB propose a joint programming effort by Pacifica's five stations, the PRA, and our affiliates under the general rubric or theme of the first 100 days to air during the first 100 days of the incoming Trump administration to look at A, what pressing social, political, environmental, and economic needs should be addressed, B, what measures the Trump administration is actually seeking to implement and whom they would benefit, and C, what forms of resistance to unjust aspects of the Trump agenda are being developed in our various listening areas nationally and internationally. The use of archival material from PRA reflecting a comparison of the 100 days beginning January 20th to the opening salvos of previous presidential administrations would be incorporated, possibly in the form of brief syndicated look-back historical moments corresponding to events on those same dates in prior years or prior administrations. The entire project will be publicized in advance, seeking collaboration and partnerships in its implementation and as a basis for grant writing and fundraising. So this is an attempt to kind of recast what we were trying to do during the election period, that never really happened, to see if we can do it. So now the horse is out of the barn, so to speak. I'm sorry, go ahead.
John would like to be recognized.
I'm sorry, you asking permission to speak, or?
Yeah. When you're
done,
I don't want to interrupt you.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Mike, I'm sorry. How much time do we have on this segment?
15 minutes.
Okay, thanks.
It seems like a great idea. I mean, is this going to be done basically completely on a volunteer basis? Is there anybody that was being proposed to be the anchor for this? Because it sounds like it's a national show. And is there any proposal for any money to be spent on this?
Well, I didn't propose any money for it because I don't think there's any money to be had. The idea was, as I say, use the proposal as a basis for grant writing and fundraising. So if we do get this passed, you know, in December, and then give people a month and a half heads up that we're going to be doing it, we might be able to raise some funds for it, as well as find some, you know, media partners and, others who could collaborate on it. But the idea was to have something that was sort of publicly branded Pacifica that would kind of meet the, I think a lot of people are looking for answers and alternatives to what's happening now. And so this would be a sort of nonpartisan place to look for answers without getting into, you know, people's particular affiliations I think that we do need to attract to Pacifica all these people who are out in the streets and you know, freaking out and wanting to know what to do next. And so if we give people a venue to discuss that, I think it would be very advantageous to our attempts to build audience or rebuild audience.
I guess part of the reason was I was trying to get a grip on, like, would this be a daily show, a weekly show? But I guess if it's completely wide open and people can write grants, who's going to decide who's on the show? How does that get done? Do you know?
I think that would have to be a management decision. I'm sorry. Somebody else want to speak?
Answering for the staff.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so this is this idea is pretty much how Democracy Now! Started, and Newt Gingrich's Contract on America, right?
And I think it's a great idea. I do think it will have more success if it is proposed as a weekly show. And I think we also have to, I need to hear the language around the affiliates again, because of course we cannot direct programming with regard to the affiliates. We can make it available to them as everything else on Pacifica, but we cannot dictate that they be involved in the program.
Is that whistling coming out of your end?
Yeah, it's me reversing. Sorry. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, so I'd like to just hear that little piece again about the affiliates, but I'm fine with the concept. I think it should be unpaid, and I think it should be weekly. It'll be easier for the stations to integrate 1 hour, you know, on a Saturday, let's say, than to have to insert an hour into, you know, each day's programming. Although I'm sure everybody has an hour they could stand to lose. that's the best way to approach it.
Yeah, I'll just say what I said about the affiliates was seeking their participation. It wasn't necessarily saying that we're going to insist that they carry it. But that, you know, we could look to the affiliates for providing content and contributions.
Okay. So it's just an invitation to participate.
Yeah, it's a joint programming and inviting the affiliates to you know, help produce it or contribute segments or whatever. I have no particular, I think if we could put out that theme and a brand and publicize it and, you know, I don't want to micromanage what it is. One suggestion was that there could be like a daily archival thing, like January 20th, you know, 1960. What happened January 21st, you know, 1982? What you know what I mean? From the archives, there's probably material there if they want to do it. I think it would be an interesting way to work the archives, but
I don't know that they have the staff to. They're very bare bones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can talk with them though. You know, it's just like a lot of shows do, like Earth Minute, or you know. Yeah, there's that show that does the star date, you know. I think if we offered something that was, like, quite short, and it might catch on. But anyway, the general idea is to have something that we could actually announce in advance that we're going to do, try to get some people involved and help make it happen and trying to get some money for it, and then do it.
Nancy, I'm back.
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go finish your sentence. Sorry.
No, that's right.
Okay. So this sounds really kind of nice because I didn't, I didn't know that Democracy Now! Started out like that 100 days, or today's the 101st day or 113th day or whatever. Could we add some, I'm sorry, my cat's in heat, if you hear her cat. Can we add something international, like just a very, like maybe just one sentence or keyword of some big happening in Spanish or in Vietnamese or in Arabic or in, you know, et cetera, except all the countries we invaded? Could we add that?
Yeah, it does actually say the third point of the coverage would be resistance, blah, 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 developed in our various listening areas, comma, nationally and internationally. So, yes, the idea would be, you know, we'd have some coverage of, you know, how Africa is responding to Bush, how Mexico is responding to Bush, how, you know.
Well, no, I meant in the foreign language.
Oh, incorporating foreign language programming? I'm open to that.
Yeah, like it doesn't have to be a whole lot, just a small smidgen, like maybe keywords or one sentence. I mean, really getting fancy, you can't do every, it would just take too much time, but I mean, that would be stimulating for monolinguals, because you hear, you know what the meaning is, but you're hearing it in a different language, and it's like the top five, the top ten, whatever, big happenings. No, when I was in Japan, I was listening to this radio, because that's all I had, and it was a Maui update, in the New Zealand news portion of that radio station I was listening to, and it was like really, really emotional, and I could not understand, but it sounded like the person was really angry, and it was like a two-minute Maui update. And then all of a sudden, one day they said, we have a translation for the Maui update. And it was a two-word translation for a two-minute news wage dispute. So so the Maui's working in Japan, we're not getting paid, you know, I guess. All that anger in the voice, then I realized, oh, so those two words helped me a lot. It really nice. And I wanted to see something like that, especially Houston. We've got so many languages. Just one sentence or and different. And then you say, well, so-and-so did the translation. So they get sort of their name, you know, put out, and thank you for so-and-so doing this translation. But if it would connect a whole bunch of us, you know, Arabic. I don't know how the language disbursement is at all your cities, but here in Houston, we just, ooh, so many. this is like rainbow.
Yeah, it's also very polyglot. I mean, my thought is... Go ahead, Ron.
I'm a little concerned. I mean... We're having a difficult time just getting Spanish language programming going, and you know, we need to come up with something as simple as possible that we can, you know, get this thing kicked off around, and you know, grow from there. I say grow from there, but you know, the impetus for me is to get this thing, you know, quite frankly, you know, Pacifica can almost rebuild its entire program grid around what's happening in this country right now. And you know, 1 hour a week, you know, I don't mean no harm, but that's not going to cut it. You know, we really need to, you know, do something as easily as we can, because we don't have the money, but we also have to do something that is going to, you know, that we can advertise. Hey, Pacifica is doing this, and you can hear it, you know, through Friday or 7 days a week, you know, whatever it is. I'm just saying that I just, you know, trying to integrate, you know, foreign language into this right now is, like I said, we have enough problems right now just getting Spanish language programming going.
We have 5 minutes left in this segment.
Okay. John would like to speak.
And then Serene, please.
Okay, John, Serene, then I'm going to put myself back on the stack.
So I just want to say I think that this is a great idea to do this. My only concern is I just want to make sure that I heard correctly. So, Michael, you would act as a convener of this group to help with it and maybe organize a conference call where unpaid staff could, you know, join in and put out their ideas or create a listserv to start some kind of proposal discussions or something like that. Is that right?
Well,
I mean, I'm not saying that you said all of that, but I thought that I heard you say that you would help coordinate it. Is that true or not true?
I didn't say that. I'd be willing to help, you know, push it forward. I think that probably somebody who is an actual radio producer needs to be in charge of it. I'm not. I'm a listener rep on the local board. My radio production experience is more than 30 years ago when you cut tape with a razor blade. But okay. I would be willing to help, you know, kickstart it. I did talk very briefly with the IED about it, because I forwarded her a copy of the motion, and she thought it was a very exciting idea. So I think we can get some buy-in. Serene, you're on the stack.
Okay, yes. So
you know, I think it would be great if we're going to be doing a daily program. I don't think we can expect people to volunteer to do a daily program. I just, these programs take a long time to prepare. And if you're talking about having something that's on weekly, we can talk about an hour. If we're talking about having something that's on daily, we should then be talking about having, you know, maybe having doing something for 15 minutes. But I don't think we can say, you know, we want you to start this daily unpaid program and have five stations make room in their grid for it right off. I think we would have better success either by saying we want a 15-minute daily thing or we want a weekly thing, and then we can work depending on how it goes. And it's going to be a disastrous 4 years, which is going to be very good for Pacifica in a sense, because people will need what we offer so much more than you know, and they know. But I don't think we can say ramp up to a daily program, you have a month, a daily unpaid program, you have a month.
Yeah, I had myself in the stack. You know, my original idea was to actually do something every day for the first 100 days. I don't think it's critical to the motion. I don't think we have to specify it. I think, it's not really specified in the motion except as a theme for that period of time. As to how we do it, I think depends on what our resources are and what buy-in we get from the stations. I agree, if you're trying to do a, you know, one-hour program, it probably takes, you know, 4 to 5 hours at least of production time to get the hour. So, you know, that's asking a lot from unpaid. That's why I did propose that we use it as a basis for grant writing and fundraising, and if it actually struck a chord and we got some, you know, some money, then, you know, we could rethink it. But it's not specified sort of exactly what shape the program will take. I think that does depend on what response we get from the affiliates, how much content other people are wanting to provide, you know, who can step up on it.
We had 3 seconds left in this segment.
Okay. So, all right. Well, so I guess I'm going to ask if there's, is there any objection to the motion as it is written? I think whether there's other languages could be developed in the same way in the process of what people want to put into it.
So, Mike, Serena, and all, this is Eric. I'm going to have to bell right now.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
9:30.
I'll talk.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Amelia. Sorry.
Thank you. So, I'm taking that there is no objection to the concept and we'll pass it forward to the PNB and management and then see what happens.
No objection.
Point of information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I really am glad what John Riley said. We really need to let the programmers know about this. Does this suggestion have to go through the PNB and then it goes to the stations? I mean, can we just be talking among our, you know, our station's programmers or put something in their mailbox and maybe set some time in their programming committees that they have to ask the staff to input? I mean, it doesn't have to wait.
Yeah. Serena, answering that question?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. So this committee does not determine programming. This committee can make recommendations to the PNB about things it wants national or things that national programming management needs to be paying attention to. But one would hope and that every station's management has already said to their staff, their current staff and their current programmers, hey, the world changed in a very dramatic way on the 8th, and we expect that your programming, whatever your primary focus is, that your programming is going to incorporate the effects of Mr. Trump being in the White House, you know, what effect that has on everything else that we do. So that conversation
has already happened, but we have no authority to approach staff about doing any programming.
Yeah, this is Michael. I will let Lydia Brazon know that the committee at least has endorsed this idea and we're forwarding it to the PMB, and I suspect that you would take it up with the, you know, in the leadership meetings with the GMs, and I think they have a meeting of the program directors as well, and maybe they add them in. So I think that would be the next step for me, as opposed to just kind of retail, trying to sell it to individual programmers and see what happens. Okay, so the next agenda item was the children's and youth programming for 15 minutes. Did you want to say more about that, Serene? There are a couple of people leaving the call. Hello?
Sorry, my dropped a couple of times.
Yeah. So I was saying, I think the next step is your proposal about the children and youth programming, Serene. Did you want to flesh that out? Or?
Okay, so I actually, it's just a, I just want to remind folks that, you know, while we all want to live forever, all of us won't, and that much of Pacifica's staff, like much of its listenership, is elderly, and that we need to increase the number of young people who are working in the station and who therefore have a vested interest, and that means also that we would be attracting a new generations of listeners. So I would like to know which stations currently have programming by young people, and also which stations, if any, have programming by, you know, children, let's say. And I put in approximate ranges, you know, that aren't fixed in stone, but for children, let's talk 7 to 12, and then in terms of youth programming, we can begin at 13 or we can begin at 15, whatever, going up to 25. I mean, there are many people who still refer to themselves as youth and they're in their 40s. But, you know, and relatively speaking, that is true if you're talking about a 98-year-old. But, you know, just in terms of the way the world works, I would like people to volunteer to present the committee with information about whether or not such programming exists at their station. At WBAI, there is no youth programming. Our youth programming show was abruptly canceled, was that 2013? And we'll know. So I'm just wondering what folks can tell us about what exists around the network.
Nancy at KPFT?
Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, we have one show and another show that's cooking. It's about to debut. The first one is we've had for a few months. It's called StuCon, Student Congress. There's a high school. They're all high school students, and they come on 30 minutes the third Thursday of the month, and they talk about interview what's going on at the high school, and very nice. It's stimulating. It's all kind of white voices, though. But anyway, and the other thing that's really exciting, too, a lady who's a journalist, and she has a local magazine about black issues or black, black issues, I would say. She's ushering and she's helping these kids. I think they're junior high, but I'm not sure. They might be high school. I don't know. They're all black, and they're coming to the HD channel, and they're recording some shows now. And I haven't heard any of their shows because it hasn't debuted yet, and they don't have a title yet of their show. But I mean, it was really exciting just seeing those kids in the station. it's inspiring. I recommend it. It'll thrill everybody. And yes. We have so many blank spaces in our HD channel, like one third to one, maybe more than a third, just all blank. It's what we're playing is like, I call it dentist lobby office music or lobby music. It's just no voice, no programmer, just, you know, music. And I like to fill them up, you know, with something in schools. Okay, and the way the Student Congress started, the StuCon show, is a board member, Ted Weiska, went to the president of the Independent School District board member, the chair, and talked to her, and then, boom, it started. It's just very, very nice. Okay, and then, but during the summer, I think we lost them. They didn't make a show or they didn't have anything. Okay, and then this other one is, as I said, this lady is a journalist, has a local magazine, and she's willing to do it. Before, we had a youth show for many years, and there were like two steady high school kids doing it. And actually, I think one of them was much younger, like 12 or 13 years old. And then when he went off to university, then the show went away. So we haven't had any since then. So we've had a history of off and on, but the problem was to have somebody who's going to work with them, and that was the problem. That's all.
And you'll send us a note with all of that, right?
Okay, I'll try. Oh, yeah, there was one safety issue. You know, the lady who was helping the youth show said, the parents got to come because we can't be watching them, and they go like ants everywhere, you know. And then, you know, we have you know, there's danger with kids, you know, without some adult supervision. So, it's good to have a parent come. All right. I'll try to make a note to send everybody. APC finished. Back to you.
Okay, at KPFK, they're doing several things in this front. One is that there has been most of this year now what they call the People's School of Broadcasting training people from community groups in radio production and related skills, including board operating and station management and a lot of other things, news gathering and so on. And in the immediate wake of the election, we were sort of flooded with requests from a lot of community-based organizations to extend that beyond the station itself to them. So they're working on that. As far as on the air, there are a number of shows. There's Soul Rebel Radio. There's a show called On Resistance, which is mostly the 20-somethings from the Occupy movement who have a periodic show. There has been, for many, many years on the air, a children's show, but it's not the children doing the show. It's Uncle Ruthie. But it's, you know, storytelling and songs designed to be appreciated and comprehensible to, you know, little kids, and other people also enjoy it. The Spanish language broadcasters have been talking about developing a children's show. And I think it might be a mix of children on the show and programming for children in Spanish. So, I think there's a commitment here and some practice. I think the idea of a show by kids would be great. And there definitely are shows by young people here, and they, you know, continue to bring them forward. I don't think anybody's on from A on this call. WPFW?
Oh, we lost Eric. Oh.
This is Pinchback. We currently have no youth programming. We had some in years past. You know, we had some consistently in years past, but as programming has fluctuated in the past few years, we don't have anything at this time. I don't know if anything is cooking or not, but right now we don't.
I'll just mention another initiative. Sorry. One other initiative we had at KPFK this year was that the Youth Justice Coalition and I think the Stop LAPD Spying Coalition jointly got the LA County Human Relations Commission to do a special hearing on gang injunctions and the suspicious activity reports that have filed to fusion centers by the LAPD and sent on to the federal government. And so the station broadcast that Human Relations Commission hearing in its entirety, and mostly consisted of, you know, young people in the community who have been dealing with the issue of being gang profiled or, you know, seen as suspicious and talking about, you know, how offensive and oppressive they found it. Got a lot of good response. Did you want to craft something into a motion, Serene, as far as...
No, I'm not going to ask for a motion right now. But that's, you know, probably for the next meeting. I just wanted to find out from people what does exist.
Yeah.
A request for information, Nancy. What's going on at BAI?
There's no youth programming. It was...
Nothing at all?
Are we talking youth programming?
Yeah, like, you know, interviewing gangs or, I don't know, something.
There is no youth programming. There's no programming by youth on WBAI. Youth being defined as people under the age of 25.
Wow.
Okay, so I guess we're going to move on to the next item, which is yours. Nancy, you had two items.
I forgot. What were they? Oh, okay.
LSB show and open journal.
Yeah, on the LSB show, if this is a governance issue and I don't know, then it should go into governance committee. I just thought we could just make a easy resolution, you know, ask the PMB to consider making a resolution that the LSB decides which LSBs go on the air, instead of, you know, find yourself in a dilemma where management is picking the board members and insisting that they have the right to decide which one goes on. So it gets, you know, really political, messy. Maybe this is governance committee. I don't know. Okay. How does this, I really don't know if it's in the bylaws or not. I don't remember seeing it.
Yeah. I just looked at the Article 7, specific powers and duties of the local station boards. And it doesn't say anything about being on the air to discuss anything with listeners. Yeah, go ahead, Serene.
No, I cannot give you the citation. I will have to look for it. But I remember seeing language along the lines of that we are to ensure that the membership is kept current with regard to station affairs or something like that. And, of course, the way you would do that is by... One, ensuring that management is doing its report to the listeners, also known as the retort to the listeners. But that would include the LSB reporting on its work in terms of governance and oversight. So I have to dig up the language. But it's there somewhere.
Thanks, back to the staff.
Go ahead, Ron.
I just wanted to let folks know that at TFW, we've had an LSB show for a number of years, and it's always been a mechanism by which we inform the listeners about LSB activities, at least once a month. It's only a once-a-month show. It was our LSB just recently... reiterated that the show is the responsibility of the LSB. It's not the purview of an individual. It's not the purview of the station manager. It is the purview of the of the local LSB. Our LSB formed a production team to produce the show and to make sure that, you know, LSB members would be included in that process. So that's how PFW has addressed that issue.
A request for information, Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Ron, so what's the format? 30 minutes, 1 hour? Do y'all have questions from the listeners or call in?
Yes, it's a 1 hour. It's a 1 hour program that features, call-ins from listeners with questions or comments and things like that. It's broken down into segments. You know, first you report on, you know, what's been happening with the LSB, anything that's been passed, anything that the LSB is involved in terms of, you know, extra station activities and things like that. We have rotating hosts. For the past several years, we did have one host, but the LSB back in the spring, back in the summer, I believe, decided that moving forward that they would work with a production team as opposed to an individual having that responsibility. And so far, so good, I guess. Yeah, but that's how we're doing it. Up until recently, the LSB chair had been the host and producer of the show. But once again, the LSB decided that out of the programming committee, out of the LSB programming committee, that a production team would be formed out of that committee and to continue production of the show.
I have a question. Do you have real live LSB in that show?
Yeah, what now?
Do you have LSB members in that show?
Of course.
Okay. Well, you said.
Yeah, that's who it's for. That's who the show is for. It's for the LSB members. You know, the only time that LSB members are not included is if they're up for election, you know, and because of election protocols. But otherwise, the show is for and by the LSB.
Okay.
Well, as I said earlier at KPFK, I twice got a motion passed to have such a show. It's never been implemented. I did it again in the last year or so. So, I don't know. I guess I could try to re-raise it. I was at my last LSB meeting last Sunday because I turned out at 6 years and the new board we seated at the December meeting. But not the current general manager, but a previous general manager and two interims never saw fit to implement the motion, even though it was passed by the LSB. So it's not happening at KPFK and hasn't been happening for at least 6 years, and I don't think there's any prior precedent that it used to happen. And I'm aware. I also tried just to respond to what Serene said about retort. I tried to get the name changed to dialogue with the listener, but it also didn't happen. I'm not sure if there's any motion attached to this. Nancy?
Yeah, this is not, I mean, if we're elected officials, we have to be able to hear from our constituents. And, this is really not good not to have an LSB show. That's horrible.
Yeah, it's not only a mistake. The LSB here, I tried two or three times to get the LSB to allow people to send email to the LSB, and they refused to do it. I finally got a sort of webmail account set up that's different from the regular LSB email account, but very few people on the LSB look at it.
Yeah,
go ahead, John.
At BAI, there hasn't been a report to the listener in a couple, 3, 4 years. I'm not sure. The board is split, and while there was a majority that was with a group that I'm not affiliated with, and they didn't want it, so they decided to stop it. I mean, Serene can probably remember better than I what the history of all of this is, but certainly in the last year there's been nothing, and we don't even have phone lines, hardly. I mean, like now we've got like one line, so it's very difficult to take listener calls. So.
Nancy?
Go ahead.
Maybe we need to craft a bylaw amendment. Sounds like we're going to need a bylaw. And I think everybody would be embarrassed not to vote for it, because that's crazy. I was complaining because our manager cut it to from every month, once a month, to every other month, and then, you know, if there was a fund drive, he said, well, we can't do it. I thought that was bad, but I mean, y'all's case is worse. It ought to be a place where a time and place where listeners can either complain or ask questions or compliment. I think we need to formulate a pre-runner of a bylaw amendment and pass it.
I'm
finished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so go ahead.
Finish back.
Okay, I'm going to be selfish because I'm getting a little sleepy. I think this is a governance issue. Like I said, I think there's some language there that I'll go in search of. But if not, then yeah, we need to insert the language so that there's a consistent habit of reporting to the members by the people whom they elected to get certain things done. But that's not programming, it is governance. So I didn't object to us discussing it. I think it's important to have the discussion, but I guess the motion could suggest that governance take a look at it. But I don't see that we can make that as the programming committee, we're in a position to tell them what to do. To tell management, I mean, or the boards what to do.
Okay, Ryan, and then why don't you close it?
Okay, I was just going to say, can't we pass a motion of some sort to the effect that it is a recommendation of this committee that all stations have an opportunity to, you know, for listeners to, well, not for listeners, but for the LSB to have 1 hour of programming time per month to inform listeners about current activity. I'm quite frankly, I'm surprised that the other stations don't have LSB shows. I thought that was a staple for all stations. So I would, you know, perhaps not at this meeting, but I think we might want to consider drafting a motion, you know, to the DMB along these lines that. Because if we're talking about bylaws amendments, you know, that'll take forever to get done. And you know how that goes. You know, this is mm-hmm. something that, I just assumed that all the stations were doing. So maybe a motion would be the appropriate way to deal with this at this time.
Okay. Was that Serene?
Yes, I was going to say, oops, sorry, hold on 1 second. I was going to say that I don't object to a motion, but it is not the case that we do not have LSD reports at all stations. With the former majority on our board, they stopped doing what used to be monthly LSD reports, and only got invigorated to do it during election season. But I know that at KPFA, they have done it. There's no one on to discuss what their process is. And, you know, so I think every station does do it, but I don't think there's any uniformity to it. And I don't think that it has been inclusive of all members of the board. In fact, there are stations where the chair fell or took ownership of the show, and it essentially became a one-person show, which is not the intent.
Okay, so I'll just reiterate that at KPFK, as far as I know, there has never been an LSB show, and there certainly has not been one for the last 6 years by the chair or anybody else. In any event, unless somebody wants to make the motion, we're probably out of time on this item. And maybe somebody could draft it for the next meeting.
Nancy, can I suggest that we make a motion at least to recommend to the governance committee, pass to the governance committee to take this up? Or we could just go to our representatives from our different boards that are on the governance committee. Is there governance committee first? Yeah. Okay. No. Yeah. We could do that.
This is Serene.
Uh-huh.
I'm on governance. It is on my list of things to bring to governance. We actually didn't have a governance committee meeting last month, and our governance committee meeting seems to have deteriorated into, you know, an agenda that comes out of, well, my station is having this problem, therefore, there's the agenda. You know, so it has not been as broad as it should be, but I do have, it is my intention to bring such a motion. I'd be happy to share it with the programming committee before I send it on to governance.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
Okay, thanks. So, last thing was the open journal. Could you say what that is, Nancy?
I forgot. Oh, about the open journal?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This open journal show, it was started, I think, when Otis McClay was the program director. I mean, that's what I heard, that he came up with this idea on the lunch hour, the noon lunch hour. Let some community group or even an individual who's doing something to really make the world a better place come on and have the mic. And we provided a producer. And so, and we gave them a little sheet of paper, like with a circle, and here you stop at this minute, you stop for traffic and weather, or, you know, this time station identification. Just let them go and do it. And it was received very well. It was on the lunch hour, and every day it was a different group or a different person. And they would apply online for the open journal. It's called Open Journal. And some of these groups had call-ins, and some of them did not. And sometimes it's very, controversial. the Israeli council came on, and the consul, and then they took questions at the half hour. It was a one-hour show at that time, and they did not like the comments or the questions, so they would hang up on the phone, and they would take another phone call. It was, I wasn't there, but a programmer who was told me what happened, you know. So, we had this gentleman, he's been on, it was his second open journal, I think it was last week. he started a mattress recycling of bed mattresses. Houston produces more mattresses than any other city in the United States, and I guess they ship them out, but it seems like almost like in a five-block radius, you've got another mattress store. I mean, it just seems like a lot of mattress stores. Anyway, so all that going into the landfill, he thought that was terrible. So we'll make a long story short. So he started this nonprofit, and he's hired four ex-cons, and they recycle the mattress, and then they sometimes make them, and then they sell these furniture online. All this used furniture can be brought to them, and then they repair it. And anyway, it was very nice, like that kind of thing. And we have like 70 different nonprofit groups that we email to tell them we're having an event or whatever, and then we allow them to come on. Today's group is called they're having this big event Saturday and Sunday where over 200 artists from all over the United States are coming to Houston, and some of them are from foreign countries, and they use chalk, and they chalk. They're going to close a whole bunch of streets downtown near the city hall, and they chalk like 6-foot by 6-foot pictures. And some of them are really small, like little children may go in there and do some, maybe 3-foot by 3-foot. And it's all in chalk. And so it's a 2-day, thing. And, the money, the admission is going for these, cochlear implants for these kids that I've never heard before. And they get to hear, and they learn how to hear again. And so there's a bucket near each picture, and you can put, you know, tip there, and it all goes there. It goes to the same fundraising effort, and they make a lot of money. And it's beautiful. It's wonderful. I took my mother outreach this weekend, and the picture grows. The picture grows. Like, they start it, and then they finally finish it up on the end of Sunday. And I remember talking to this one lady. She did it. She did Liberty, you know, the Statue of Liberty, but giant face. But she was, instead of the usual face where she's just looking out at the ocean or whatever, I don't know which way she's faced, actually. She's got her hands over her eyes, and she's crying. It was very dramatic. It was a huge 6-foot by 6-foot mural, and all by chalk. Anyway, this group was talking about their thing and say, please come, and please come. And anyway, like that. It's very inspiring, and a lot of people like it. And I remember when I was taking phone volunteering, this teenager came in, and he says, oh, I like KPFD. I want to become a member. And I said, okay, which show do you want to have credit for your donation? He said, Open Jar. I said, oh, they don't have a goal. Oh, but that's good. Let's do that. And then other people say, no, give it to the other show because they don't, the Open Journal doesn't have a show. I said, no, let management see that this show is it's really great, you know. Okay, but then our Open Journal show changed.
Okay, Nancy, are you just commending this idea of programming or for other stations?
Where, you know, when I go out to outreach and I say, okay, KPFT, and we're listeners, blah, 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 I do my spiel. And then when I say, we can have a show, we give 20, now it's been whittled down, only 25, 26 minutes they have. So, and people, oh, let me have your program guide. Let me see this. And I say, you have to apply online, you know, and if you're accepted, you get to come on. And then, and it's changed to like interview, and so they don't have control of the mic at all. And then and they cut off all the call-ins. But we may change that, you know. We may change back to, you know, actually giving the mic to a person who's not used to it. I mean, it's really exciting. And I brought this to the program council, the programming committee last year. But PFW people, you know, Benito and Eric said, no, you need a pro in there. Well, I want to tell you, these people that we have, our staff, they started with an Open Journal, their first show. They didn't know anything, and we just put the mic in there, and we gave them a little supervision, and now they're programmers. So really, this is a good idea for each stage for getting more members.
Okay, so my suggestion would be, Nancy, that you write up a little précis of the history and maybe get some testimony from the people who do work with the volunteers who come in. I assume you have somebody from your production staff that works with them. and, you know, just circulate it in some way or bring it back to the committee and we can circulate it.
Okay.
It's after 10 on the East Coast, and I think we probably need to wrap up the meeting. Do we have something else?
Move to adjourn.
Do we have a next meeting? I'm trying to look back at the calendar. It doesn't seem going to open for some reason. Here it is. We have a meeting scheduled for the 15th of December. Okay, I think that's probably sufficient. No, but that's a PNB meeting.
No. Exactly.
What?
There's a PNB meeting, the affiliate. Election of affiliate directors for next year.
Is there one on the 8th?
How about is Tuesday the 13th a possibility for people? Because it's open on the KPSD.
Not good for me.
I would kind of like to stay away from... Sorry. John, you were saying something.
Tuesdays aren't good for me. I have a show that night.
Okay. On the 8th, there's a WBAI Finance Committee. Is that a conflict for anyone?
Ron?
Yeah. It's BAI. Ron,
I'm listening. What was that date again?
Thursday the 8th instead of the 15th. The 15th, when we were scheduled, now conflicts with the PMB meeting.
I might have a conflict that night. But that's the... you said the 8th, not the 9th. The 8th, maybe.
Okay. What day of the week is the 8th?
Thursday the 8th.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Thursday the 8th of December. It's a week before the meeting that was originally scheduled for the 15th, but is now preempted by the PNB.
The 8th will work for me.
The 8th will work for you. All right, so is that okay with people? And I'll put it up on the calendar and take the other one off.
Yep.
Okay.
I think we're done.
Is that 8:30 Eastern? Is that again?
Yeah, 8:30 Eastern. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.